Rory, how would you kind of assess the round today?
Just sort of trying to hang in there. Just sort of like the last couple of days as well. Courses, obviously playing really tough. You know, the scores suggest that it's very hard to shoot anything. You know, it's hard to get it going. Hard to shoot anything in the 60s, really. You know, there's a couple of 60 hits out there, which were really good scores. But yeah, I just tried to hang in there and battle and try to keep it around par, which I sort of did.
What was the main thing? Was it the greens being firm, the wind?
The wind again. Greens are getting a little firmer. Some tough hole locations. Yeah, just basically all of it. It's a very tough golf course.
As the wall rolls, 15 million.
Rory, can obviously you were on a call yesterday. Can you just assess the tenor of the discussions and what your thoughts are coming out of them?
Yeah, very productive, very constructive, very collaborative. I think there are probably three words that I would use to describe it. It was really good. Definitely things are heading in the right direction. A lot of progress was made. Can't really say much more than that, but it was really positive.
Did you say anything?
I did, yeah.
Well, you mentioned you might just be quiet.
So yeah, the mute button was turned off a couple of times to chime in.
How long were you on that call?
So the meeting with Piff was 3 hours, but then the prep call before that was an hour and a half, so probably like 4.5 hours.
Good way to warm up for your next round.
Yeah, it was great.
Would you say that going in you were – more, you were surprised with the progress coming out?
I would say maybe not surprised, but maybe more encouraged. You know, I think there a lot of progress had sort of been made. But yeah, definitely encouraged, yeah.
Those three calls a week that you had mentioned the other day, do you think that really actually puts everything together and sets everything up for what happened?
In terms of the deal, like the financials and the legals and all that, I think more that was those three calls a week were more to do with like their investment committee and you know SSG and you know, so that was more that's what those calls were. But I think last night was more, you know, talking about the future of the game and the vision, and you know, that was where, you know, I thought, you know, there was a lot of progress that was made.
Have you learned anything that you didn't know before? I'm going to rephrase that. Have you?
I mean,
has been presented to you that you hadn't heard before?
I know a lot more about the Department of Justice. I know a lot more about certain rights in investment deals, but apart from that,
vision of the game.
Not really. I mean, I think a lot of the things that, you know, we've all sort of been kicking around for the last 2 or 3 years were, you know, similar stuff.
Are you getting a sense for more for what the PIF would like? When we talked to like Webb and Peter before, they seemed, when they went to that meeting in the Bahamas, like,
yeah,
they were really kind of a little surprised and maybe even unsure what they were even after.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to understand, they're a sovereign wealth fund. They invest in companies and in different things, and they want a return on their investment. That's what they want. Doesn't seem like they're getting that at the minute within golf, and this, you know, hopefully if things progress and we get to, you know, a certain point, then, you know, hopefully, you know, they see a future where that can happen. They can start to get some returns on their money.
Can I ask your opinion on a couple of things?
Sure.
Why do you think ratings are down? Your opinion.
I think it's a recreational game. I think more people are playing the game. I think people would rather play the game than sit and watch us play. I think, you know, rounds of golf are up. I think golf in general is thriving. I think there's never been a bigger disconnect between recreational golf and professional golf. And I think that's a big part of the reason.
Secondly, you're a guy who typically plays before a major. So I don't know that this would affect you one way or the other, but are you okay with this tournament here, or do you think it's better served where it was?
For me, personally, I love to play the week before majors. I think it really helps me. Jack didn't like to play the weeks before majors, so I can certainly understand where he's coming from. I think regardless, you're going to get a great field. You're going to get the same field that you would get 2 weeks before or a week before. And I think it's just personal preference. I think this stretch of golf where it goes signature event, major championship signature event, I think that needs to maybe change because, you know, I feel like this tournament should stand alone in a way. And a bit like, you know, even the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, you know, the week after Augusta, that's, you know, I think those are tough dates for, you know, travelers and Hilton Head. But yeah, I mean, I go back to whenever, you know, say 10 years ago, my two favorite weeks of the year were Akron and the PGA. You know, that was always, Akron always felt like a tune-up toward, you know, before the final major of the year, and I always liked those two events back-to-back. But this is more than a tune-up for the U.S. Open, you know. Like, this is a huge tournament with the host being arguably the greatest player ever to play the game. So, you know, I think it needs to stand on its own a little bit.